Wandara Services, a Coffs Harbour-based residential care provider for Aboriginal children, is launching legal action in a bid to keep its doors open and its reputation intact. Earlier in the year, a local newspaper on the New South Wales North Coast reported that police had filed more than 500 criminal incidents connected to young residents there over the space of a year. Last week, the State Minister for Family and Community Services, Brad Hazzard, confirmed that the centre would be closed after 17 years in operation. Now Wandara is fighting back, saying the figures are misleading and the minister's decision is baseless. Ruby Cornish reports.
In February, the Coffs Coast Advocate, owned by APN News and Media, reported that children living at Wandara had been involved in a staggering 503 criminal incidents over the course of 2015. Since then, local MP Andrew Fraser has campaigned to have the centre defunded, and last week Mr Hazzard confirmed it would be closed. Mr Fraser says he's glad to see it go.
The care that we should be looking for is care for these children at risk, and Wandara obviously was not providing that care. There were many complaints and it's something that had to be done.
But staff at Wandara say the numbers don't add up. Program manager Garth Frudenstein has been running the campaign to clear his organisation's name. He's been requesting the department to release the documents on which the Coffs Coast Advocate news report was based, but has been repeatedly denied.
We were told to concentrate on the issues and not the numbers. As time went by, the issue became what the numbers were, as it was repeatedly being put forward in the press, and Mr Fraser continued to cite these numbers as a reason to shut us down.
He says the service finally got their hands on a copy of the document this week and that what it reveals is a far cry from what was reported. So-called criminal incidents reported by the Advocate included 99 bail compliance checks, 46 body searches by police where nothing was found, and 20 instances of locating a person. Mr Frudenstein says the incidents could have taken place anywhere in the state at any time in 2015.
Any incidents they may have had prior to them coming into care, or once they'd left Wandara, they could have spent a night with us, will be attributed to their time in Wandara. So this information was there for the Advocate to see, yet they chose to overlook that and go with their sensationalist angle.
He says court documents show that in 2015, only 12 matters involving children at Wandara were brought before the Coffs Harbour local court.
We believe 8 of those are AVOs, which aren't a criminal matter unless that AVO is breached. 2 of the incidents occurred in other areas of the state, but the matters were heard in Coffs Harbour. So that leaves us with 2 offences.
Now the centre is launching legal action against what it says are defamatory and misleading comments made about the exaggerated numbers and will seek to have their operating licence reinstated. After the public outcry over the high number of incidents published in February, Wandara's Managing Director Ernest Lovelock says the Office of the Children's Guardian reviewed the centre's practices.
The Office of the Children's Guardian, they scrutinised Wandara to the nth degree. All our files were checked, they did their report, and they still recommended we keep our licence.
He says the Department of Family and Community Services is undermining that accreditation in its decision to shut down the centre. But Mr Fraser says Wandara should never have been given the green light.
I question the role of the Office of the Children's Guardian to actually re-accredit them at the time. But look, the reports to my office alone were enough, even post the Office of the Children's Guardian being up here, to, I believe, defund the service.
Mr Frudenstein says he hopes legal action will give Wandara the chance at a future.
We really would like some procedural fairness and a right of reply and have a conversation, whether it be public or private, and outline what the issues actually are.
Program manager Garth Frudenstein ending that report from Ruby Cornish.